Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last month, when MLB announced the penalties to the Houston Astros, I issued an apology to our fans and the city of Houston. I want to say again how sorry our team is for what happened. MLB also acknowledged that the players should not be punished for the failure of our leadership. The leaders enabled, condoned, and did not stop those actions that happened. I also agree that our players should not be punished for these actions.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
And they are not. They are definitely not getting punished. The worst is that they have a few microphones in their faces. I think they're getting off scot-free because they still get to keep that 2017 World Series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Owner of the Astros, Jim Crane, part of the awkward parade at spring training on Thursday. We're pleased to welcome longtime Marlins president, CBS Sports HQ analyst David Sampson. Now, David, what was your reaction to what you heard on Thursday?
I actually couldn't believe that what I was watching. I thought that it may have been the single worst press conference I'd ever seen. I've never seen an owner so unprepared and so unable to actually execute what I hope was a better PR plan than what was actually in front of us.
Mm. What would you have recommended? Let's say you're the president still, or you're the president of a team that is in this situation. What would you have told your players to say and how to handle this?
I'm glad you asked. I did a whole episode of my show called Nothing Personal. I did like a press conference, and I gave advice to what I would do. So it would start with I would have had much earlier, I would have gotten my team together. He claimed he couldn't get all the players in one place until spring training. Well, when there's a will, there's a way. And in this instance, there has to be a way because you better have the will. I would have put on a jacket and tie. I would have had every player in full uniform. And I would have had everybody at the press conference. Literally, every player, whether they were there in 2017 or not. I would have taken the microphone and I would have said, and I would have started with, this is what we did. This is me, the president of the team. I am the one who's accountable for this, no matter what the report said by Commissioner Manfred. I would have said that I am in charge. I am the leader. Whether I knew or not, I should have known. I'm the one who should have acted long before the commissioner's report came out. No matter what anybody else has said, the reality is that we gave ourselves an unfair advantage. We took advantage of technology in a way that was against the rules, that was against the moral compass, that hurt the integrity of the game. And I promise from this day forward, there is nothing I can do to change the past, but I promise you that I will change the future. And I would have laid out my plan to not go on an apology tour, but go on a sort of moral compass improving tour. And then I would have had the players on the same page talking right then and there, as opposed to all the one-offs that happened. I would say that Jim Crane violated almost every basic principle of a press conference like that. And it was just so shocking, Amy, that I almost couldn't believe what I was watching.
It's been a lot of vague, not so in-depth explanations, just a lot of, hey, I should have done more to stop it. Do you buy the idea that that's because they are worried about lawsuits if they speak up and tell the world what actually happened?
No, I think it's based on the fact that they are only doing this because it's like when you catch your four-year-old doing something, you back him into a corner and say, did you do this? The first rule of children is you never ask a children to put a child in a position to lie. So when you know they've done something, you don't say, did you do that? You say to them, I know you did this. Let's talk about it. I just think that they are almost delusional, actually. And the truth is, they only are doing any of this because they got caught. Mm. And no one's willing to come forward and say just that very thing.
David Sampson, longtime Marlins president, now with CBS Sports HQ, and of course has a podcast. It's a lot more of this. I actually, David, just got a text from a friend of mine saying, this guy is awesome. Yes, of course. That's you, David. So in the case of the Astros, what I heard a lot of was, we're focused on 2020, which to me flies in the face of those fans who were hurt by this. And as you point out, those other people in Major League Baseball. And I don't know, I don't blame the rest of baseball. Sean Manaea, really strong in his comments yesterday. I don't blame any of these guys for not wanting to let it go and move forward yet. But that's what I'm hearing from the Astros. Oh, we're focused on 2020.
Yeah, so listen, PR 101, right? You don't need to hire a crisis agency to understand that the first thing you do when you're in a crisis is you say that we are going to work hard in order to find a path forward. You don't say that you're over it and ready to move on, because you don't get to decide that. The public gets to decide it. And they made such a critical error by saying that. And then Jim Crane saying that I'm not accountable. The first thing you do when you have a problem in a company that you run is you say you are accountable. That's the number one in big, bold font. I wonder whether Jim Crane was given better advice and just ignored it, whether or not he hired people who were actually just sycophants. I'm surprised the PR firm he hired has not somehow leaked that the plan that they put in place was not followed. So they could get separation, because that's a business ender for a PR firm. If you don't say that, hey, there's no way that this person did what we counseled him to do. So I think there's still quite a bit more that will come out about yesterday's press conference.
It's interesting because Carlos Correa said, hey, this wasn't Carlos Beltran. He wasn't putting pressure on us, which, you know, contradicts some of the reports that we heard earlier in the week. AJ Hinch has talked about how he thought he might lose the clubhouse. From everything you've heard, David, and from what you know about internal clubhouses and how they work with players, what do you think happened?
Well, Amy, I was in the clubhouse for 18 years. It's so absurd to think that the players were scared of Carlos Beltran and that they wouldn't speak up because he was the veteran. I've been in the clubhouses. That's not how it works. Veterans do have rights in clubhouses. There's no doubt about it. They have rights when it comes to choosing their locker location. They have rights when it comes to choosing their seats on a bus or their seats on the team plane. They have rights when it comes to even seats in the kitchen. But when you talk about something like this, it doesn't matter whether you're a veteran or a rookie. You have the ability to say, actually, I don't want my can banged. Actually, I don't want to be a part of knowing whether or not it is going to be a fastball or a curveball or a changeup. And I certainly don't want part of doing something that I know is completely wrong. It's like saying that everybody in the San Francisco Giants clubhouse would be pressured into doing steroids because Barry Bonds did, let's say. It's crazy to even think about. Or that if one player gambles, that means everybody's pressured into gambling. The reality is that every player there who took part in it knew. Every leader in the organization knew. It's like me saying, as president of the Marlins for 18 seasons or 16 years in Florida, if something were going on like that, of course I would know. And if my manager then would come out and say, I was powerless to stop it. I was a young leader. It was so absurd on its face that as an insider in baseball, I didn't even know what to say. My jaw was open, to say the least.
David Sampson with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. I'll let you go, but one more quick question. Should baseball do anything else, or is MLB, meaning the commissioner and its investigators, are they done? Is that it?
Well, I love your head, Zap, because what was going on in MLB offices yesterday, I guarantee it, is they were sitting there incredulous saying, oh, my God, we issued a report and we're trying to put a tourniquet on this. and the scab keeps getting opened. And now it's going to open again when they release the investigation on the Red Sox.
Right.
And what that investigation is supposed to lead to is the end of this. But drips and drabs, it's like death by a thousand cuts. New information keeps coming out. And what MLB is most afraid of is that there's still more that's going to come out that they couldn't ascertain through their investigation, and that they're going to have to start it all over again. But it's like Double Jeopardy. They're not going to reinvestigate the Astros. There's not more to learn. They knew everything, and it was in the report from the commissioner, everything that went on. And the commissioner did not absolve the players. That's not exactly what happened. He just said that getting information from the players would obviate the ability for him to punish them, because if not for that immunity, he wouldn't have the information and wouldn't be able to come to a conclusion.
Right.
So again, that was another mistake during the press conference.
Definitely not going away. I almost think it's comical that in the middle of all this, the baseball leak came about what they might do to change the playoffs, and yet it was talked about for a little bit, and then boom, right back to this. It's not going away.
No, I mean, listen, Amy, though, the show must go on, right? I mean, I don't believe the playoff possible difference in structure and expansion, that wasn't done because they're trying to make the story go away or trying to somehow steal the headlines. Part of the process of the season, that's like saying when we talk about the top players in baseball or start making predictions about the games or as we see the season unfold, that's just going to happen because life goes on, the show goes on. That's why you have to have good PR counsel and a good plan, because you have to deal with the fact that, hey, the show is going on and the Astros are going to play the 2020 season.
It's called Nothing Personal, his podcast, and you get a lot more of David Sampson just like this. Great stuff. Longtime Marlins president, now with CBS Sports HQ. Always joins us live in this final hour when we need him. David, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, have a great day. Happy Valentine's Day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.